98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Give it to me. With Rebecca and Brendan.
Here we go again, honest to God.
I'm obsessed with the name of this storm. Oh, Dave! It's Storm Dave.
It's Storm Dave.
It just sounds so brutish.
Yeah, it does
doesn't
actually.
Just Dave is just really,
Not usually a woman's name.
They flip. I think they do equal women to men's names, as far as I know. And they also, when they come up with them every year, they have a list of rules that they try to avoid names of like prominent people or, there's lots of rules and regulations to the storm names. But I don't ever remember us having a Dave before, and no, I don't know why, it just really tickles me. Yeah, Storm Dave. Now, it is only a yellow wind warning, which is the lowest one.
Okay.
But it's issued for the entire country from 2 o'clock this afternoon to 11 tonight. They say very strong southerly winds, turning westerly later. Do we know what that means? Not really. Severe gusts and coastal gales. I read yesterday that the north and west of the country might be the worst hit. So we should be okay.
In my head, I'm like, never eat shredded.
Shredded meat?
Yeah. Trying to figure out where it's going to be.
But they are saying there could be fallen trees, flying debris, dangerous travelling conditions and waves crashing over the coast. The west and northwest. Donegal highest risk. God love it. It's always Donegal, isn't it?
I'm just sick of this though. I'm sick of this because the last time I decided to go on a night out was on a Saturday and it was when the last storm hit. And now I'm planning on going out for Ireland.
Oh, are you?
So okay, I'm just feeling personally victimised by the storms in Ireland this year.
Go out in the southeast of the country if you can do that at all. Look, heavy rain, winds. No rainfall warnings yet though, so it won't be too wet. Conditions are expected to improve on Easter Sunday with a mix of sunshine and showers.
Lovely.
Good, isn't it?
Bit of sunshine, yeah. Finally.
I have to ask you, have you seen the Taylor Swift waxwork?
Brendan, I did. I did. And I was shocked, to say the least.
Were you shocked, though? Because when Emma said this in news yesterday, so Emma said around this time yesterday, later on today, they're going to unveil a waxwork of Taylor Swift. I went, oh, here we go again.
Well, that's why I was shocked, because I kind of thought, listen, we have been through this.
We've butchered Sinead O'Connor.
We learned our lesson.
Yeah.
Surely we're going to come back now and go, let's do better.
Yeah.
No, we did not.
No, we didn't. So a waxwork, if you haven't seen this, of Taylor Swift has been unveiled at Wax Museum Plus. Described as a life-size statue of the world's most famous pop star. She's wearing a sequined leotard, silver knee-high boots, although I don't know where her knees are. They seem to be on her ankles. holding a pink guitar and sporting her signature red lip. I would describe this waxwork as masculine.
Yes. Yeah.
She's quite broad across the shoulders.
It's just not Taylor Swift. I think the most upsetting part about this is that the museum said that the waxwork cost $40,000 to make.
Excuse me?
$40,000.
I actually don't think that sounds like a lot. If you're, I don't know. I feel like these waxworks would probably cost a fortune to make. Like $40,000 is obviously a lot of
grand,
money.
I was expecting a bit more. Yeah. A bit more Taylor Swift lookalike. Like, it's just, I don't even know how to describe. You'll have to go look at the photograph.
Yeah, you will have to search.
There is no way to actually describe it.
Yeah, just search for Taylor Swift Dublin waxwork this morning and take a look at that. But the Sinead O'Connor one was so bad that they took it down.
Oh yeah, no, they had to.
I think she was melted down, and perhaps Sinead O'Connor is now Taylor Swift. Who knows?
Potentially, they've just reused it.
Apparently, they do reuse the bodies. They swap the bodies over and just stick a new head on.
Again, lesson not.
So maybe that's why the Taylor Swift waxwork looks a bit manly.
98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Did someone take out your bin? Did you wake up with glowing skin? Dublin, it's time to grin. Share with us your little FM.
You are sharing your little wins with us this morning. Marcus texted in, he said, I went for a quick morning walk and I managed to spot a group of deer up close in the Phoenix Park.
Isn't it just, Matt? I think we really take the Phoenix Park and the deer for granted.
It's
just there. And also, is anyone else baffled that the deer never leave the park? Like, why do they never come into town?
Oh my God.
Why? They never leave that I'm aware of.
Oh my God.
They're free to go. There's a gate that's open. and they never, like, you'll never find them down on the keys or anything.
Brandon, why have you done this to me now this morning? Now I'm going to have to figure out what the reason for that is. Or maybe there has to be some sort of reason.
Maybe they have done and I've just never heard about it.
I think I've heard about it once.
Okay.
Where a deer got into, we're going to have to ask Carl to look this up. There was a deer that got out one time, but maybe they just, although they are in groups, so I think they don't like to leave their group.
Fair
I'm making
enough.
This up. I don't know what about deer. You've said, I popped into a bookshop just to browse and found a novel I've been wanting for ages.
Oh, nice.
I love this, except when it happens at clothes.
Oh, yeah.
Not books.
Yeah. Fair enough. Here's Adele's little win.
Hi, 98FM. My name is Adele, and my little win is it's my last day before an Easter break in work.
Lovely.
For a week, and then after the break I have to go in for surgery and I will be out of work for about 6 weeks after. So my little win is I am finished for roughly about 7 weeks in work.
Adele, the very best of luck. Hope your surgery goes smoothly and let us know how you get on and enjoy the rest. Stick the feet up and make sure everyone now is looking after you.
Exactly. Take advantage of that 100%.
Here's Pra.
Good morning. I was so happy today because when I clicked on the Airbnb that I was trying to eye for an accommodation, I was able to get it for the bank holiday. Thank you so much.
Excellent stuff, Pra.
Great. What time is it? 10 to 8 in the morning. She's great form.
Very,
I love it.
Very productive.
Charlie said, I met a friend I haven't seen in ages for dinner last night and we had a ball.
Lovely, Charlie. And you're up bright and early as well.
Absolutely.
And here's Shannon's little win.
Hi, guys. So my little win today is I bet the traffic on the M50. Got super delayed yesterday. It was like 20 minutes wait for work. So I got up that little bit earlier today and was really on time. So that's my win. Thanks, guys.
Excellent stuff, Shannon. Thank you so much for sharing your little wins. Shannon, Pra, Adele and everyone else. We're going to send you IMC cinema passes. You are off to the movies on us.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
A quarter streamer. Glitz and glamour with Jess. And a bit of chaos.
98FM.
Welcome to Friday's edition of your favourite game on the radio. It is Matchy Matchy. Your chance to win some incredible and bizarre prizes. If you match three words with one of us.
There is an air fryer in there, I mean.
Yeah, there is an air fryer in there and a lot more. Here's AI, Rebecca and Brendan to explain.
Are you hungry?
Do you like meat?
Well, we have you sorted with a brand new air fryer packed with 100 euros worth of meat.
Then head to the garden with your cordless trimmer. It's cordless, so you can go anywhere.
And relax in the salon with a matchy matchy blow dry.
Win, win, win with matchy matchy.
That's nice, isn't it?
It is.
A butcher's voucher, you wouldn't be spending that today now if you're, you know, very good on Good Friday.
Yes, of course. Mm. Yes.
Bizarre prizes, but all very good. And hoping to win them is Claire, who's in Dublin 8 this morning. You're on 98FM, Claire. How are you?
Good morning, Claire.
Hi, how are you? I'm good, thanks.
What are you up to for the weekend, Claire?
Just gonna take it easy, stay at home, spend it with family.
Yeah, that's it, isn't it? That's what you need to do this weekend.
Any Easter eggs?
Not yet.
What's your favourite?
I would say probably just a plain kind of a caramel.
Keeping it classic.
God, Claire, have you bought them though? Have you got them?
No, not yet.
Jess is very concerned.
You need to get out there. The shelves are gone. There's not that many left.
There's loads left, Claire. You'll get plenty. Claire, do you listen along to Matchy Matchy often?
Every day.
Every day. Thank you for listening. And how do you do when you play along?
On and off, me and one of my colleagues, Tom, do it together. We're fairly on and off, okay?
Oh, very good. Are you and Tom together this morning?
Yeah,
you are. Brilliant stuff. Okay, so it's a duo playing this morning. Claire and Tom, have you decided who you would like to play Matchy Matchy with?
Brendan, please.
I am off to the soundproof booth. Hoping to get a Matchy Matchy with Claire this morning.
Okay, let's do this. All right, Claire, we are going to open up these words, okay? Are you ready?
Yeah, ready.
Okay, here is your first word. It is angle.
Grinder.
Okay. Horse.
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 Box.
Box. Game.
Game.
Game. Boy.
Game. Boy. Okay, so we have.
Can I change the horse to horseshoe, please?
Okay, you want to change it to horseshoe? Okay. Lovely. Okay, so we have angle grinder, horseshoe, and Game Boy. Do you want to lock them in?
Yeah, please.
Okay, let's lock them in and get Brendan back in. He is back.
There was one of those little, you know, the teeny tiny yellow fluffy little chicks in there for Easter.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. Brendan,
mm-hmm.
are you ready?
I'm ready.
Here is your first word.
Okay.
Angle.
Angle?
Yeah.
What kind of a word is that?
Angle.
Grinder.
Okay. Horse.
Box.
Game.
Boy.
Okay, are we locking them in?
Yep.
Okay. Do we have a matchy matchy this morning? No!
No!
Oh my God. Guys, you were so close.
Were we?
You were so...
No!
Oh my God. Claire, do you want to tell him or will I?
Change their answer.
Oh, did you? No, what? Sorry. So what did you say? What
okay,
did I say?
So you both said angle horse, grinder.
Yeah.
And then, so Claire, you said horse shoe.
I said horse.
Horse shoe.
But she said horse box.
First. Initially.
Yes.
Oh, no.
And then she said Game Boy.
Oh, lads, we were so close.
I can't believe
oh.
Not a good Friday. Not a good Friday, so.
Oh, lads, it's still a good Friday. Claire and Tom, thank you so much for playing. We were so, so close. That's great. I love when this happens. Thank you so much for playing. Thank you for listening every day. We're going to send you a 98FM goodie bag. Have a great Easter.
Oh,
thanks very much.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Brendan's Big.
98FM with Persil Wonder Wash Dazzling White Liquid Detergent. Whites that wow in just 15 minutes. 98FM.
9:21 on Friday with Brendan and Jess is in for Reb this morning. There's only one story this morning that I need to chat about in Brendan's bit, and that is the world's oldest living land animal is alive and well after claims he had died turned out to be part of a crypto scam. Did you see these headlines?
Sorry, what? Sure. I saw that he had died and I was a little bit fragile yesterday.
Well, plot twist, not dead. So I'm talking about Jonathan, a giant tortoise who is 193 years old.
Yeah. Well, I don't understand why you're going to... I need a full explanation.
A lot of people are big fans of Jonathan just because of how old he is, I guess.
Yes.
Well, reports of his demise began circulating the other evening when a well-known vet who had previously looked after Jonathan tweeted to say that he died, right? So this was then run across news outlets all over the world, including the BBC, the Daily Mail, USA Today. They all reported his death after the account posing as Jonathan's vet broke the news. So the message read that he was heartbroken to announce the beloved creature has passed away today peacefully. Describing himself as Jonathan's vet for many years, Joe Holland said it was an honour to care for him, hand-feeding bananas, watching him bask in the sun and marvelling at his quiet wisdom.
To be fair, that's very believable.
Yeah, the statement went on to say he leaves behind a legacy of resilience and longevity that inspired millions. Rest easy, old friend. You'll be missed more than words can say. Now, the problem is, and eyebrows began to raise when the vet started asking people for donations. Yeah, I don't know, in honour of Jonathan, in his memory, I'm not sure. It was later confirmed that Joe Hollins, this vet, doesn't have a Twitter account and that Jonathan the tortoise is alive and well. Then the real Joe Hollins, who's not on Twitter but is on Facebook, posted to say, you know, he's just checked in on Jonathan and he's absolutely fine.
Can I just for a moment, like, where do people sit down and go, okay, today we're going to pretend that the oldest
living tortoise has died,
and then we're going to do a scam and scam people? Like,
yeah, I don't know how you attach the crypto scam, but that's the jump.
But where do you even think of it? Like,
do you start a GoFundMe for his funeral? Is that more believable?
I mean, he's quite big.
Yeah, he's large.
Yeah, he's large. Yeah,
it would be a unique shaped coffin.
Oh, it would be, yeah. And then I suppose you could be thinking that you're donating to like things to save animals.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah, well, it's not a good one, obviously. No, it's highly illegal and ill-advised. So Jonathan lives on the island of St. Helena or Helena in the South Atlantic.
Yes.
His home is in the grounds of Plantation House, which is an exclusive address that he shares with three other giant tortoises. They are named, because I know you want to know this.
I do.
Emma, David and Frederick.
Emma, David and Frederick and Jonathan.
And Jonathan. Jonathan, not dead, alive and well, but is blind from cataracts.
Oh.
He's lost his sense of smell. However, maintains a strong appetite for bananas, which he got extra of the other day after, you know, he was reported as being dead. And, I'm informed, a healthy libido.
Oh, go on, Jonathan.
He regularly tries to mate with two of the younger tortoises.
Certainly is alive and well.
And I don't know if that's Emma, David or Frederick. But in breaking news today, Jonathan's alive but clearly bisexual.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
New figures show that forgetting your wallet or phone on the bus is actually pretty common. Have you done it, Jess?
Do you know what, right? I actually have never done it. I'm very proud of myself. Yeah, very possessive about my phone. Probably left my dignity on the bus a few times after a night.
Well, Dublin bus passengers, they left more than 29,000 items behind them in the last year. And our Emma Tyrrell visited the company's lost property office off O'Connell Street. Emma, how are you?
Hello, yes. Dublin Bus has an entire team dedicated to reuniting people with their lost possessions.
That's insane.
It's mad. I couldn't believe the numbers. And they collect about 2,500 items every month.
That's
so much
Hundreds of items a week. So some of the more random things found on board. Now, this is just in March.
Okay.
An old Hoover in a plastic bag. A typewriter.
Oh.
A wooden stool.
Lovely.
Mini weighing scales. An EpiPen.
Yeah.
And rosary beads.
The rosary beads.
The rosary beads.
Someone's doing a decade of the rosary on the bus.
Yeah. Now, Sean Hyland is in charge of the lost property office. He says over the years now, you know, over the last, say, 20 years, they found dentures, engagement rings, cash, and even a live rabbit.
Oh.
What? Most items would be what we would consider, I suppose, cards. Bank cards, leaf cards, ID cards. Then you're looking at backpacks, suitcases, hold alls. They're all under one. And you get quite a lot of them. Hats and scarves, phones are a huge one.
You should see they have like big shelves, but they're full.
Just full of stuff.
You go around the corner and then there's more shelves.
More stuff.
And there's stuff everywhere.
How are people losing this much stuff?
I don't understand. But so one of the team, Silas Chubsey, so he goes around the 9 bus garages every day with these giant sacks, 9 sacks to collect all the forgotten items. And then he brings them back to lost property. So he was telling me a bit more.
It is a very busy day, including in all week and weekend mostly on Monday. That's a busiest day. You have a lot of people. Okay. They left things behind.
There's scooters, bikes, everything.
Yes, I would say so. You won't believe it. Yeah, people left bike behind, scooters, including big luggage.
And you think you wouldn't forget something like that, but obviously...
Mad. Yeah, that's mad. Yeah, I don't know how people left them behind, but it can be happen.
Giant suitcases, like people, there was one they have to go through it and log everything. They put it on a system online and then people can match up. And they say you can actually just call into the office if you want or ring them. They're really good.
Yeah.
But one of the suitcases, somebody's passport was inside.
Well, they didn't get too far, did they?
What are they doing?
Yeah.
Anyway, so that means they will actually be able to match that one up with some
of course,
much easier. So actually that maybe was a smart move or not. I don't know. Anyway, Blake Boland is spokesperson for Dublin Bus.
In the grand context, people are obviously pretty good at keeping on to the hold of their property. You know, we would do just over 500,000 customers on a busy midweek day alone. So last year, it was a record number for us. We got out to 165 million journeys. So when you look at the total items that are actually found on a bus compared to the journeys, I think people are good at holding on to their property. But it's still a huge amount of items.
Like, they are Ireland's biggest public transport operator.
Yeah, fair play.
It is huge.
I'm really hung up on the dentures. Like, someone just, you know, they're on the 77A and they're just like, I'm just going to pop me dentures. I'm going to leave them down here for a minute.
And
like, what are you doing?
It's just the bottom bit of it as well, which makes it even worse for some reason. But anyway, they say they'll hold on to the items for 30 days.
Okay.
And then, you know, then it's the next lot in. But cash they will keep for a year. I mean, they found thousands in cash.
Wow.
That goes off to the bank for a year and they'll hold on to it. Only about a third of everything that's found is claimed. So then most of that ends up being donated to charity.
Okay, that's
twice
good.
A week they come in and do collections for charity.
That's mind-blowing.
It's really good. I feel like if I lost it on the bus, I'd just be like, oh, you know what?
Oh, yeah, it's gone now. Forget about it.
I can actually go in and get it. Oh,
there you go. Excellent stuff. If you're missing your bottom set of your dentures, you know where they are.
Get up. 98 FM's Big Breakfast.
With Rebecca and Brendan.